Report: Joe Biden may allow foreign nationals to secure U.S. citizenship without standard FBI vetting. By John Binder on June 4, 2021. President Joe Biden may soon allow legal immigrants with green cards to secure American citizenship without undergoing a standard name check by the Federal Bureau of Investigation, FBI. Center for Immigration Studies Director of Regulatory Affairs and Policy Robert Lohr writes that sources with the United States Citizenship and Immigration Services, USIS, have indicated that the Biden administration is planning to drop the standard FBI name vetting process for legal immigrants applying to gain American citizenship. Currently, all legal immigrants applying for American citizen must undergo the FBI name check process, where a search is run against the FBI's Universal Index to determine that a foreign national is not included in the agency's criminal database. As Lohr writes, the Biden administration is planning to throw out the procedure. According to multiple U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services, USIS, sources, the agency is close to finalizing a policy that will drop FBI name checks as a form of vetting for naturalization applicants. This is not a simple case of swapping out one form of vetting for another. As a reminder, the Biden administration already killed a finalized USIS biometrics rule that would have replaced the current outdated and incomplete screening and vetting techniques that expose the country to fraud and exploitation, plus public safety and national security concerns. All the Biden team had to do was submit this rule to the Federal Register for publication, but instead they sent it to the regulatory graveyard by formally withdrawing the rule. Emphasis added. Predictably, the cited authority for this dangerous policy shift is President Biden's executive order, EO-14012, restoring faith in our legal immigration systems and strengthening integration and inclusion efforts for new Americans, which, in part, directed relevant federal agencies to identify barriers that impede access to immigration benefits and fair, efficient adjudications of these benefits. As I have repeatedly pointed out, this EO does not define barriers. But Biden administration actions make clear that any aspect of immigration law they dislike is considered a barrier. Emphasis added. The report comes as Biden has requested that federal agencies do everything in their authority to boost American citizenship naturalization rates for legal immigrants. Already, the U.S. naturalizes hundreds of thousands of legal immigrants every year. In 2019, for instance, more than 843,500 legal immigrants became naturalized citizens, an 11% increase from the year before when nearly 762,000 legal immigrants became naturalized citizens. Legal immigrants from Mexico dominate the naturalization process, as well as nationals from India, the Philippines, China, and Cuba. California, with nearly 150,000 newly naturalized citizens in 2019, has the highest rate of any state in the country. Texas, with 97,675 naturalizations in 2019, follows along with Florida with more than 96,000 naturalizations in 2019. The move would be just the latest measure in which Biden is seeking to drive up legal immigration to the U.S. even as voters overwhelmingly support a reduction in overall annual levels. At current rates, the U.S. rewards about 1.2 million legal immigrants with green cards every year and another 1.4 million foreign nationals with work visas to take jobs in the American economy. Last month, Lohr revealed that the Biden administration is planning to hide the gang history of foreign nationals seeking green cards to permanently resettle in the U.S. Those who secure green cards are allowed to apply for American citizenship after 5 years of residing in the U.S. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at binder@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter here.